I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Monday. We've made it to June, June 1st. And this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Mostly sunny. It is hot in downtown Salt Lake City, already 86 degrees.
A rollover crash in downtown at 5th South. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
The Salt Lake City protests. Special coverage on Utah's Noon News.
Salt Lake's police chief says people who damaged property and assaulted officers and others during Saturday night's protest will be held accountable. Meanwhile, the cleanup continues. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage.
Chief Mike Brown says it was hard to see the police car flipped over and burned. He spoke on the David Nujanovic show this morning.
Debbie, make no mistake. We are going to follow up on all of these assaults.
He says cameras are helping them find the people responsible for committing crimes. Chief Brown also said officers from many agencies there that night were restrained and careful when they were becoming the target. He says protests never follow a schedule or playbook. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A man who says he took part in flipping over that police car has turned himself in. Connor Peebles walked up to officers, said he helped flip over the car, broke out two windows, and also threw water bottles at officers. He was booked for investigation of criminal mischief, rioting, and assault on a police officer. Cleanup continues today after the weekend protest in our capital city. We continue our team coverage with KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson, who joins us live from downtown Salt Lake City. Paul?
Maria, there are still some shattered windows along the Salt Lake City Public Safety Building and some eggs that have not been cleaned up. However, most of the graffiti from Saturday's violence has been cleaned up. But meanwhile, officers are describing what they're finding among the people who were arrested. Salt Lake City Detective Greg Wilking says there were some people from out of state. However, the vast majority live along the Wasatch Front, and they have not found any evidence of protesters being bussed in from other states.
Haven't been able to confirm that they've been bussed in. There were a few people that were from out of state. We haven't seen a concerted effort to bring people in.
Wilking says there was more than one group that came to the protest with the intention of riling up anger among the crowd, but they're still trying to find out which groups those are. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A major road in downtown Salt Lake remains closed long after that weekend curfew ended in the city. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details.
Damage along 400 South at Library Square is extensive. An 11-foot by 20-foot section of the road needs to be replaced and lines repainted. Utah Department of Transportation spokesman John Gleason says it will interfere with traffic in the area.
When we go in to do the repair work, we'll close down the number one and number two lane, leaving just a single lane open.
Gleason says the process will take up to 6 hours, but they still need to move equipment into the area and work won't begin until later in the day. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Commuters who take the Red Tracks line will not be able to get on or off at the Library Square station. UTA spokesman Carl Arkey says it could be several days before service resumes.
There was a lot of glass that was broken there, and so we have to get those panels reinstalled. We have to get the cameras up and running again and make sure that everything's shipshape and ready to go.
Argy says the trash cans at Library Square Station were also set ablaze, but the rail lines were not damaged, and trains are moving through the area. They're just not stopping there. Salt Lake City Mayor Erin Mendenhall is responding to criticism by the Fraternal Order of Police that says that she was asking protesters to file complaints against officers stemming from Saturday's protests.
Mayor Erin Mendenhall told Dave Nijanovic Salt Lake City Police did an incredible job of keeping the peace on Saturday, along with officers from many other departments who responded when the protests turned violent.
If there's any police officer who took my words for criticism against their actions on Saturday night, then I am sincerely sorry.
Mendenhall says her sole intention was to help the public understand that Salt Lake City Police are there to protect and serve, and that the department is willing to hear from them. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake District Attorney Sim Gill has joined 39 other elected prosecutors around the country in issuing a statement that condemns the acts that led to George Floyd's death. Gill says actions need to be taken immediately to address racially biased policing and police use of excessive force. The joint statement also calls for several key reforms, including increased accountability and transparency for law enforcement. Weber State University posted on their Facebook page that they are aware of some social media comments linked to a faculty member, and they are looking into the issue. Some people are calling out the comments, saying they were incendiary towards protesters in New York. Weber State also posted that they do not condone violence or threats of violence under any circumstances. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says that he wants body camera footage released from a run-in in Louisville where a man is suspected of shooting at officers and was then shot and killed by local police and the state's National Guard who returned fire.
I believe in seeing it can decide whether this was justified or whether it is cause for more concern.
Beshear says he wants a full investigation. Protesters in Louisville are demonstrating against the death of George Floyd, but are also expressing outrage over the death of Breonna Taylor, a black EMS worker who was shot and killed by police in her apartment. Coming up on KSL, more Utahns will now have access to free coronavirus testing. And a look at your noontime drive.
Emergency crews on the scene of a rollover crash with injuries at the intersection 500 South, 500 East downtown. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
The voices of news and thoughtful conversation this spring.
David Nijanovic at 9.
Boyd Matheson at 11.
And Lee Lonsberry at 1.
These are your all-day companions for news on KSL News Radio.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED? Well, I have great news. We can now fix the problem without any medication, injections, or surgery. Our advanced form of wave therapy is clinically proven to regrow blood vessels and restore spontaneity in the bedroom. We can do so quickly, affordably, and with zero side effects.
Hi, my name is Rich, and I'm an actual patient. I recently overcame my skepticism and started treatments last week. I was astonished to see instant results. These treatments work, and the increase in blood flow was immediate. My only regret is not starting sooner.
If you're struggling with ED and want a long-lasting fix, call in the next 2 minutes, and we'll give you the medical assessment and ultrasound totally free. We'll also give you a special gift that produces instant results to improve your intimacy. That's a $400 value, totally free. Put a stop to your ED. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical right now to claim that offer. 801-901-8000.
With the uncertainty of today's economic outlook for retirees, there's never been a more critical time to consider a reverse mortgage than now. You see, when you add your house into your financial mix, you might just find your economic outlook isn't as bleak as you think. From reducing your monthly expenses, increasing your monthly cash flow, or just simply having an extra bucket of money as a resource, a reverse mortgage may be just the ticket to a happier, more secure retirement. After a lifetime of work, maybe it's time to let the equity in your home do the heavy lifting. If you or someone you know can benefit from these resources, give Reverse Freedom a call, and they'll show you all your options. To get a free reverse mortgage analysis from Reverse Freedom right here in Utah, call 801-921-HOME, 801-921-HOME. Call Reverse Freedom now, 801-921-HOME, or visit reversefreedom.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story. Salt Lake's police chief says those who damaged property and assaulted officers and others during Saturday night's protest will be held accountable In fact, one person's already turned themselves in the overturning of, and burning of that police car. A woman riding a bicycle was killed in Orem this morning after being hit by a truck pulling a trailer. It happened around 7:30 near 1600 North and Skyline Drive. Police say they do not believe speed or any impairment, played a part in that crash. Investigators are looking to see if the woman rode through an intersection without stopping at the stop sign. Sandy police are looking for a 62-year-old man who was last seen leaving his home on Saturday afternoon. They say Cleve Robert Redmond was planning on taking a road bike along the Jordan River Trail. He left in a black Mazda 6. Anyone who might know where Redmond is should call police.
The coronavirus.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's concerned that mass protests over George Floyd's death in New York City could hurt the long, hard fight to contain the coronavirus pandemic. Cuomo says he agrees with demonstrators fighting racism and societal inequality, but he's frustrated about possibly compromising more than 2 months of social and economic sacrifices. Statewide hospitalization rates have been ticking down for weeks in New York City. Utah's Medicaid program will now cover COVID-19 testing for people who do not have health insurance. The Department of Health has said all along that testing was free, but the health care provider still had to submit claims to the government so that they could be reimbursed. Medicaid will also cover testing, which is being used to see if someone has antibodies after already recovering from the virus. Take a look at your traffic and weather. It's sponsored by Mountain America, your home for Mountain America, your home for home loans. Let's check in with Ricky Meeson. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We have unusual delays westbound on I-80. Now, it stretches after the SR-202 junction off and on, really, all the way to Lake Point at SR-36. So if you're headed westbound on I-80 into Tooele County, just be aware you could get caught in these slowdowns. I-15 actually in pretty good shape between Bountiful and Bluffdale, but not for Clearfield drivers. Southbound, you're going to see slowdowns from Sunset down to SR 193 700 South. That's likely due to construction. And we have a rollover crash with injuries tying up the traffic at the intersection of 500 South, 500 East in downtown Salt Lake City. UACPA represents the interest of CPAs in Utah and protects the public trust. Proud sponsor of the Money Making Sense podcast. Download it today, uacpa.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get a look at the forecast.
Breezy hot today, 93. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And already 86 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news, with primary election ballots hitting mailboxes next week, there's at least one thing all candidates running for governor can agree on, and that's that campaigning during this COVID pandemic has been anything but typical. Lindsay Ertz is going to go in-depth at 12:15 on that right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. This is Utah's all-day companion for news.
The violent and dangerous belong in prison, but they're still someone's mother or father, son or daughter, and nearly every one of them will return to live among us. I'm David Levitt, candidate for Attorney General. Our family used to spend Christmas afternoons with the inmates in the county jail. One year, our three-year-old said that he didn't want to see the bad people. They're not bad people, we said. They're just like us. They've just made bad choices. In the jail, we connected. We sang, laughed, and cried together. As we left, my three-year-old turned toward the inmates, pointed his finger, and said as strongly as he could, "Remember, guys, no more bad choices." Somewhere there's likely a man who sat around a table or a tree with his family and described how a three-year-old boy motivated him to change. Helping people change while they're in jail, that protects us all. That's not soft on crime, it's smart on crime. Learn more at davidlevitt.com. I'm David Levitt, and I approve this message.
Listen to KSL all day on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
Utah travel adventure starts in your own backyard with Cedar City. While it's true, Cedar City's home of the famous Shakespeare Festival, now it's time to let wonder be your guide. Discover another side of this cool southern Utah town. Cedar City is wonderful and loaded with adventure. From beautiful places like Brian Head Resort's miles of chairlift rides, mini zip lines, mountain biking, and alpine slides. Or add the cool alpine
Alpine Cedar Breaks National Monument to your bucket list. Enrobed in a circle of painted cliffs, 150 species of wildflowers, hiking trails, and spectacular views. Nearby is Bryce and Kolob Canyons, just off I-15. Plus, Cedar City has miles of new downhill and flow trails for riding. Now, if four-wheel adventures are your scene, Cedar City has over 400 miles of socially distanced OHV trails. Pack up your bikes, hiking shoes, ATVs, and fishing poles, because Cedar City isn't just a place for first-class theater. Here, you're the star of your own adventure. Plan your trip today. Let wonder be your guide at visitcedarcity.com.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day, and you can be part of this battle too.
Donate $25 or more and you'll receive 10 American Airlines Advantage miles for every dollar you give. Visit standuptocancer.org/American Airlines to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer is a division of EIF.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Salt Lake's police chief reviewing everything that happened on Saturday, saying they needed to be careful with their officers' lives, and they will find people who caused harm and damage. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, Utah's Medicaid program will now cover COVID-19 testing for people who do not have health insurance. Medicaid will also cover serology testing, which is used to see if someone has antibodies after already recovering from the virus. Third, is look at your noontime drive, and it's sponsored by Mountain America, your home for home loans. Here's Ricky Meese.
A stalled vehicle causing delays southbound I-15 at Center Street in Clearfield, blocking a right lane of traffic. And we still have the closure of eastbound 4th South at State Street in the downtown area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine breezy today, 93. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's hot, 86 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In cities marred by days of escalating violence and riots, and along with peaceful protests sparked by the death of George Floyd while in police custody, the city of Minneapolis is marking 1 week since his death. His brother Terrence making an emotional visit to the site just moments ago, along with others throughout the day. ABC's Ryan Burrow is there.
Hundreds taking a knee and gathering for prayer in a circle at the intersection of Chicago and 38.
And so God, our request on today is SOS. We need your help. We need your divine intervention. God, as only you can.
They prayed, called for healing, and honored George Floyd for 8 minutes and 42 seconds. The time authorities say Officer Derek Chauvin had his knee on Floyd's neck in this intersection 1 week ago. The area is now a growing memorial to Floyd, who will be remembered in a formal funeral later this week. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Minneapolis.
In 23 states and Washington, D.C., the National Guard remains activated to help enforce curfews and quell the violence. It comes as leaders are also investigating clashes involving some protesters with police and destroyed businesses. In Boston, Mayor Marty Walsh addressing the injuries from Sunday.
9 police officers were taken to the hospital, and dozens more were treated in the fields. 18 bystanders, civilians, were also transported to the hospital by Boston EMS.
In New York City, 250 arrests between Sunday into Monday. You're listening to ABC News.
And time now for the KSL In-Depth.
The race for Utah governor. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
With primary election ballots hitting mailboxes next week, there's at least one thing all the candidates running for governor agree on. Campaigning during COVID has been anything but typical. KSL News Radio's elections reporter Lindsay Ertz takes a closer look at how the candidates have been adapting.
The candidates say it's gone from cheering crowds and packed town halls to this.
Welcome, everybody, to the Wright Bishop Town Hall meeting. It's great to see you all tonight on our Facebook Live.
And some of them admit they're figuring it out as they go.
Well, there's certainly no roadmap or instruction manual.
There was no book on how to do it.
Yeah, there's no modeling.
Of the four Republicans running for governor, John Huntsman Jr. has run a successful campaign for governor before.
The tool that is most useful in politics, which is making the sale person to person, handshake by handshake, is not even part of the game.
Shake hand, kiss baby. Shake hand, kiss baby.
So that fundamentally alters the way that we've been campaigning, and it means you got to innovate.
Greg Hughes says losing that human interaction also affects the momentum of a campaign.
There's emotion that comes with tough issues, the things that you hear candidates say,
These aren't mathematical equations. Many times these decisions come from the gut or from the heart.
This race is now officially underway.
Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox has been a candidate while running the state's coronavirus task force.
I mean, if anything, it's been a detriment because of my inability to actually go out and campaign like others are doing.
While Thomas Wright says he's had to work extra hard for his name recognition.
We spent a lot of time on Zoom. We've done a significant amount of Facebook Live. We've done a lot of teletown hall meetings. And just done our very best to utilize technology to the degree that it's available.
Welcome to the 2020 Democratic Party Primary Convention.
One of those Republicans will face off against Democratic nominee Chris Peterson in November.
We're trying to adjust. We've got some virtual meet and greets that we've been having using Zoom. And we've been trying to do a little bit of social media and engage with the press.
One silver lining from all of this?
If you stay positive, you have a shot at a silver lining.
May come from the voters.
They're informed. They are figuring out new ways to get to know the candidates, and I applaud them and I appreciate their efforts in making sure that they are going to make an informed decision on June 30th.
From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Tonight at 6, you'll be able to hear a debate between the Republican candidates for governor right here on KSL News Radio. KSL News Time, 12:19, traffic and weather, sponsored by Mountain America, your home for home loans. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, we have the stalled vehicle in traffic, and they've completely stopped all traffic now. This is southbound I-15 at Center Street in Clearfield. And right now, those delays continue to build, passing Sunset and almost to Roy. So as soon as they are able to get this vehicle moved out of traffic, and I'm afraid it's right where there's construction, and it's a big old truck, so it may take them a little while. That's going to cause you some backups. If you can jump off of I-15 and take 1900 West or another route that you know of, you may want to consider doing it. Our other hot spot with delays is westbound I-80 between the 202 Junction and Lake Point. And cleanup continues on a crash downtown, a rollover at 5th East and 500 South. At University of Utah Health, they take care of Utah like Utah takes care of each other. There's only one you. Be treated that way. Learn more at uofuhealth.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The latest on the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Sunshine breezy today, 93 degrees. The high tomorrow, partly cloudy and 85 degrees. It'll cool down a little bit. And then back to 91 on Wednesday again with a lot of sunshine. 93 the high on Thursday. Again, mostly or partly cloudy skies. More cloud cover Friday afternoon with a high of 96 and some scattered thunderstorms into that day as well. Saturday, it cools. A few more showers possible, 83. And then partly cloudy, 84 on Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, toasty 88 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Investors positive about the pandemic. Good numbers on Wall Street. We'll check your money news coming up next. KSL News Time, 12:21.
Following the GPS, one of our Whipple technicians is led to a house on a corner of an oddly shaped block. As he makes his way through the gate, a woman comes out and says, "Pretty sure you got the wrong house. The one you're looking for is four houses down. The GPS brings everyone here. And I'm impressed with you for pulling out your tools and spraying them off with disinfectant. You're here with goggles, gloves, a mask, shoe covers. If ever I need home services, I'm going to call Whipple." Flattered, he asks, "Have you had our air conditioning tune up this year?" "No," she says. And now we have a new member of the Whipple family of clients, who with our $44 tune-up special has a squeaky clean, fully serviced AC that's guaranteed not to break down this summer. Get your $44 AC tune-up. Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, in protective gear, we come today.
Whipple, they come, air condition your home.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
For some dads out there, the coronavirus pandemic has become a pretext to limit access to their children. Other dads have been pushed out of key decisions affecting their children's lives. If you're one of those dads needing help right now, not someday when things are back to normal, Cordell & Cordell is here for you, as always, but with expanded services. We can meet you in person or by video conference. We can meet on weekdays, evenings, or weekends. Our goal is to step up our service to meet your needs now.
We understand this outbreak has put many aspects of our lives on hold, and you may be struggling to balance family and work obligations. I get that. But some things shouldn't be put on the shelf. Give us a call at Cordell & Cordell.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
It's the seldom few who make the all-important decision to serve, willing to place themselves in front of a force that wants nothing more than to take your privilege, rights, and life away. To those magnificent few, we say thank you. But then what? Who takes care of them? Who takes care of their families? It is said the strength behind our servicemen and women is their loved ones. In Utah, there's one such organization that believes if you're not taking care of the family, you're not taking care of the veteran. That organization is Operation Bald Eagle, a Utah-based not-for-profit organization caring not just for Utah veterans, but their families as well. To find out more about Operation Bald Eagle and how you can help, visit OperationBaldEagle.org. They served us. Now it's time to serve them. Visit OperationBaldEagle.org.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. A Wallet Hub study says Louisiana, Kentucky, and Florida are the states that need the most financial help because of the pandemic. Utah is near the bottom of the list, ranking 44th because of its large rainy day fund and low debt per capita. KSL Drives, the U.S. auto industry, says getting their factories back to full speed has been a struggle. Production lines have been stopping and starting because of infected workers or parts shortages. More stores are adding senior-only shopping hours to help the most vulnerable during the pandemic. Kohl's, JCPenney, TJ Maxx, HomeGoods, and Ross are opening earlier for senior shoppers and other at-risk groups. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 67 points. Positive investors today, they're positive about the pandemic and how things are going. S&P 500 is up by 12 points. NASDAQ up by 60 points. The two astronauts who became the first to lift off from the U.S. soil in 9 years are settling into their new routine aboard the International Space Station. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
For Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken, it is not just training this time.
This is Mission Control Houston. Please call station for a voice check. Station.
Both astronauts see the Falcon 9 rocket and the SpaceX Dragon crew capsule perform perfectly from liftoff to docking. And when fellow American Chris Cassidy opened the hatch of the space station to let them inside,
you could tell it was a brand new vehicle with smiley faces on the other side, smiley face on mine.
Cassidy says the capsule had a distinct new car smell. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And we'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1227.
Starting in January of 2021, the power companies will change the way we pay to keep our lights on, let alone any kind of disaster that could wreak havoc on the power grid. Maybe it's time to start producing and storing your own power. With new battery technology and lower prices, it's amazing what you can do when it comes to powering your home or business. It's not just about having power when the sun shines. It's about having power on reserve. Progressive Power Solutions can make all that happen. And there are still tax incentives to help pay for your system, both state tax incentives and federal tax incentives. And that can add up to a lot of money. You, like a lot of people, have prepped for everything. But what about the power you need when everything goes dark? To find out more about solar and the new battery technology, give Progressive Power Solutions a call for a free estimate, 801-376-7282, or online at ppssolar.com. PPSSolar.com.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Tino from 12220. In my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y Camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future.
I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/4abetterus.
You don't need to be an expert to recognize the truth. Utah is experiencing an epidemic of depression, suicide, and prescription opioid misuse. But there's hope. All of us can take action to keep our loved ones safe. That's why KSL has teamed up with Intermountain Healthcare to bring you hope and help you fight. Listen Sundays at 11 a.m. or on demand at the KSL News Radio app, because a healthy mind matters. KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Mountain America, your home for home loans. Ricky Meese, what's happening in the traffic?
Two spots of delays on our Valley freeways. One is westbound I-80, and I don't know what's causing these slowdowns because the traffic cameras are out in this stretch, so it could be construction. But you will see slowing westbound I-80 between the 202 junction and Lake Point. And then we have delays due to a stalled vehicle southbound I-15 at Center Street in Clearfield. The right lane is blocked, but now they've opened up a left lane to start getting traffic through the area. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join them each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking, weekly business talk geared toward elevating your financial future. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. The latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Sunshine breezy today, 93 degrees. The high tomorrow, partly cloudy and 85 degrees. It'll cool down a little bit. And then back to 91 on Wednesday again with a lot of sunshine. 93 the high on Thursday. Again, mostly or partly cloudy skies. More cloud cover Friday afternoon with a high of 96 and some scattered thunderstorms into that day as well. Saturday, it cools. A few more showers possible, 83. And then partly cloudy, 84 on Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chalaos, 88 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
The coronavirus.
Tuesday liquor stores in Salt Lake City are closed today because a worker tested positive for COVID-19. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
The employee worked at both the downtown store on 2nd West and another store at 12th West and North Temple. Terry Wood with DABC says the downtown store already had a sanitizing crew scheduled to come in.
If we get the store in downtown Salt Lake City sanitized today and we have adequate staff to work in the store, we're hoping that we'll be able to open it by tomorrow.
The North Temple store will be sanitized as well, and employees in both stores are being tested. All state liquor stores will be opening an hour earlier, starting today, operating from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Our top national story this hour from ABC News. President Trump today spoke to the nation's governors and lashed out after days of violence in American cities. ABC's Karen Travers is in Washington with the latest.
President Trump's message to the nation's governors today: dominate the protest. An angry president railed on state leaders during a phone call Monday morning. A recording of the call was obtained by ABC News. He told the governors if they don't, quote, dominate the protest, the demonstrators will, quote, run you over. He said state leaders will, quote, look like a bunch of jerks. Mr. Trump also placed the blame on the unrest on what he called the radical left and said most of the nation's governors are weak. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Investors taking action on a positive note today. A quick check of your money. The Dow is up by 51 points, sitting at 25,434. S&P 500 up by 11. The NASDAQ gets up by 61 points. Stay with us. We'll update your drive and check your weather coming up next. KSL News Time, 1231.